My acoustic guitar influences include some great players like Leo Kottke and John Martin, John Renborn and Bruce Cockburn. And like those players, I try to use the guitar for more than just accompaniment for my voice. I like it to be integrated into the song somehow. If you listen to the Precious Child CD, you'll notice that the guitar parts actually double as the melodies for the songs, and that's because those pieces were written as guitar solos first, and then Tom Schuyler put lyrics to the music. The tuning used on Precious Child is actually the same one I use for St. Martin's Summer on this CD. It's a very medieval-sounding tuning, very droning and dark. And that's because four of the strings are detuned. The low E is all the way down to a C note. That's about as low as it can go and still have enough tension on the neck to ring. The open chord created by this tuning is a C major. But the third is on the top, which gives me the option of either including it or not including it in the chord. If I remove the third, you get this root fifth effect, which is the archaic quality of the tuning. Here's the chord with no third. I like this tuning, although it's very difficult to play in. It tends to be hard to intonate the chords properly because the string tensions are all changed pretty radically. St. Martin's Summer demonstrates pretty well what this tuning is capable of. First, you get the darker medieval effect in the A section. Then you have the contrasting effect of the B section. Then the third section sounds like a 12-string guitar because of the octave possibilities in the tuning. It can take a long time to find your way around a new tuning, but it's worth the experiment, because eventually you get comfortable and some interesting things can happen. Some guitarists won't play in tunings because they feel it's a compromise or maybe a shortcut way of cheating on the instrument. But I think that mastering a complex tuning is every bit as much of a challenge as mastering the instrument in a standard tuning.